I missed this yesterday. We talked about this late in the show. Phil reported on Sunday morning that Drake May was getting more reps than a typical backup.
Interesting.
Which I do find to be interesting. Yep. And I wonder if that continues this week, or if they throttle him back a little bit, or if they stay with the plan and continue to get him more reps than a typical backup does, because they know deep down, despite winning the game week one, Jacoby Brissett is a borderline starter in the NFL, high-end backup, low-end starter, and that's what you're dealing with. So you might as well get the next guy ready, because even with the win, if they lose a close one to Seattle this weekend, not my forecast, but if they do, then you lose to the Jets on Thursday Night Football and you get smoked by the Niners in week four.
Drake May alert. Drake May watch is
then
on.
You're 1-3, and we all forgot about week one. And exactly, Drake May is going to be probably starting that Dolphins game.
But I mean, Mayo said even before the season began and after they announced Jacoby Brissett was the starter that they were going to still, you know, try to get Drake May like the whole idea of this season in many ways is to get improvement out of him and develop the rookie quarterback. You don't take a guy 3 overall and literally just sit him out, don't play him, don't give him a lot of practice reps. Like, that'd be insane. Like, you got to, especially if you're a team that is really not a playoff contender. If you are, it's a little bit different. You're all in for that year. You're trying to maximize that year. But this team, whether it's on the field, which you and I both think is easier to develop him, or if it's just in practice, yeah, that's the kind of guy that does need more practice reps than most backups.
So I didn't subscribe to the Jacoby Brissett is like a perfect match with a young quarterback, but in this way, I'll give him that. He probably is perfect for a guy who doesn't need a ton of reps during the week. Like, does Jacoby Brissett need like a million reps?
What, to hand the ball off?
Exactly. So it is a good match in that way, where if you're going to give your backup quarterback, your rookie, your third overall pick more reps during the week, oh, well, Jacoby Brissett gets a few less reps exactly to just not hand off.
Yeah.
And
hey, don't throw a pick on this one. So we're going to have Drake May try to throw.
Right.
Yeah.
Operationally, Brissett was fine. They got lined up well, which I was nervous about, but they did.
And that was
picked up a few plays with his feet. How many reps does Jacoby Brissett really need at the end of the day? So you have room to give May more. Mm-hmm. All I'll say about this is it does prove going into week one, they didn't have full conviction in Brissett. They weren't fully sold on Brissett. I think they're now retelling that story after week one. And, you know, Mayo was on this radio station and talking about it with the media. Oh, Brissett's our starter. We believe in him. We have a plan for Drake May, blah, blah, blah. I think the increased reps for May just tell you they didn't have full conviction and full belief that Brissett was going to go out and win him a game. And if he didn't, it's irrelevant now because they did win. But if he didn't and he didn't play well, I think May would have been in play this weekend against Seattle.
I mean, he was the last quarterback named a starter going into the season, and the backup is the highest picked guy who isn't starting. So, I mean, just you add those two things up. I don't think there's a single team, maybe Atlanta, depending on how Kirk Cousins does getting out of the blocks. There's not a team in the league other than that for the long term of their team feels better about their backup than their starter. Everybody else, I feel like, is starting their best guy for the now and for the future.
Yeah. No, you're right.
J.J. McCarthy's hurt in Minnesota. Well, that doesn't count.
Right, and he probably would be starting if he didn't get hurt.
Yeah, probably,
right,
over Sam Darnold.
No, and you might have been able to argue Pittsburgh, but now,
now with Russell Wilson being hurt, Fields is going to start for the second straight week anyway. So I feel like everybody's already going with their guy across the league. And so if any scenario in any of the 32 clubs was going to get more backup reps, it'd be here. Like, they should. And, you know, for a number of reasons, like, is Jacoby Brissett going to make it through healthy, right? Like, every team should probably give some reps to their backup just because you don't want to be caught with your pants down when the guy gets hurt.
Well, and again, this is the part of Phil's report that is important.
Yeah.
It's not just that he got reps, it's that he got more reps than a typical backup.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
617-779-7937. What's the plan for Drake May? What should be the plan for Drake May? And has that changed at all since the week one win over Cincinnati 16-10? 617-779-7937. Let's get to your phone calls here. Brian is in South Kingstown waiting patiently. Go ahead, Brian.
Brian.
Hey, I was calling before about Tom Brady's commentating.
Yep.
He wasn't that bad, you know?
He's pretty bad.
If you listen to Bill interrupting Peyton Manning every 2 seconds on Monday Night Football, I mean, that was pretty bad. Plus, he's dealing with Deshaun Watson. What could he possibly say about Chester the molester when he's trying to commentate a football game?
Yeah, so I mean,
there's also another team and there was other stuff going on.
Well, you can also say how terrible he is and how many bad plays he was making and how the Browns were a playoff team a year ago and somehow looked better with Joe Flacco than Deshaun Watson. Like, there's a lot of
also
things.
No excitement.
Yeah.
Like, it was just like, have a pulse a little bit. There was no real, I don't know, he didn't seem all that thrilled to be there. Maybe he was nervous. I'm not sure what. The Belichick thing, nobody said that he was great either. That's also apples to oranges. That is supposed to be more of just a conversation. They're not doing play-by-play, classic play-by-play color on the Manning cast.
Bill, if Bill were having to do what Brady is doing, Bill would be horrible at it. Bill, I think, would be terrible.
Yeah.
As an in-game analyst, thinking on his feet, reacting real-time, like having to speak concisely, you know, and on top of that, be engaging and like have energy and all this. I think Bill would be horrible at that.
Yeah, no, he needs to be more of like a studio type guy.
Brady's in a much tougher role. I'll acknowledge that.
Yep.
I don't think Bill's been bad per se. Like, I haven't listened to Bill and been like, wow, that's bad analysis.
No, it's just he's avoided talking about the Patriots.
Yeah, I just think he's a giant fraud. And I just think he's like avoiding discussing the big obvious topics because he doesn't care about this job.
Yeah.
He's collecting a check. And it's all about Bill and his next step. It has nothing to do with the job he's doing right now. Bill is not taking his own advice and doing his job.
No.
Bill is looking out for Bill and his next gig. That's all Bill's doing. And so I just see through that, and that's my criticism of Bill. I haven't had a problem with Bill's analysis in terms of what the analysis he's actually giving. It's the lack of analysis and why he's focusing on other things away from the Patriots. And you know, the second they lose a game, he's going to twist the knife and go back to dissecting the
Pass. That's going
to
be really...
Well, and when he does, the fraudulence, you won't be able to argue.
No, you can't at that point. So that will be interesting to see whenever that does happen. But also, to the caller's point, I would go opposite. Deshaun Watson, and I'm not even talking about like the latest off-field thing with Deshaun Watson, but for Tom Brady, there might not be a better guy to sort of break down how at one point Deshaun Watson was a top five quarterback, and now he's not. And I understand there was a time where he wasn't allowed to play football.
Right.
But if you're Brady, like, wouldn't you want to hear from Brady? Like, what is it? Is he getting the ball out slower? Is he just like, what made him so much worse over the last 2 years? That'd probably be that'd be one thing I would want to hear from him about.
No, I think he is perfectly qualified to do it.
Yeah, but they're just
does he want to do it?
I don't know.
I don't think he wants to do it. So in that way, I also think Brady's just collecting a check. Oh, by the way,
a big check.
And he's collected, and his ownership stake in the Raiders tells you this as well. Why would Brady do the job for Fox and also own 10% of the Raiders, which isn't official yet, but I think it was Rap Sheet over the weekend said it's going to happen maybe middle of the season, certainly by the end of the year. Just depends on which owner's meeting they voted through at. But why would Brady do both? Because if you're an owner of the team, and even right now, he has all these conditions and things he can't do. He can't go to the production meetings. He can't set foot in facilities for the teams. He can't go to the walkthrough practices. He can't criticize the officials, like all these things he's limited from doing that would make him a better broadcaster.
Yeah, right.
Why is he doing both?
You're paying him top-end dollar for this job, he has all these limitations.
That's why he's like, they're going to pay me $37 million
to do it.
Don't care if I can't do any of these things, and I get paid a 10% stake in the Raiders? Like, it's all about the money for him. It's not about the job and the gig and any of it. It's about the paycheck, which is fine. He's allowed to do that, but just that's what it is.
You know what I was thinking about, too, is after the game, after listening to Brady, and we talked about it a couple of days, and we're like, oh, my God, like, Fox has all this money sunk in. And we were talking about, like, does Brady regret it as much as Fox, or which one? How about the other networks that probably bid, like, big chunk of money?
Wow, being like, we dodged a bullet.
Yeah, we just saved $250 million.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure Fox had the highest bid. That's why he's there. But I bet there were some, whether it be Amazon Prime or whatever, like all the ones that bid on Jason Kelsey are all the ones that probably bid on Tom Brady. And it was just, that's where he went. But these other ones are like, holy smokes, we could have been tied to this guy for 10 years.
Let me give you these numbers again from PFT on Brady on the Manning broadcast. And we're actually getting the caller.
Or Belichick,
said,
you mean?
I'm sorry. Yes. Belichick. The last caller said Bill was horrible. I didn't watch it. And he was interrupting the Mannings. We got a bunch of texts of this as well. 37937. He was terrible. Yeah, blah, blah,
like
blah.
Him. I didn't like him.
Fine.
All right.
Florio started this last night. He's like, in the press release for Monday Night Football, it was the first time they didn't include the numbers from the Manning cast. They always do. It had always been around a million or over a million, certainly, but it was starting to dip towards a million and they didn't announce it. And so Florio's suspicion was that it finally dipped below a million, and it did. It finally dipped below a million viewers, and it was 872,000 is what it was. And so DirecTV has a piece of that. I think 11 million subscribers potentially were impacted on Monday Night Football. So that's obviously a big piece of it. But they were down 43%, something like that. I'm pulling up the story right now. But they were down significantly
from
week one a year ago. And I don't think Bill hurts their ratings.
No, but it's not like, oh, I got
to
see it.
Well, that's what it speaks difference. To. It yeah. speaks into, or speaks to Bill has oversaturated the market.
He's everywhere.
And I'll just use us as an example. If Bill wasn't on McAfee and with Lombardi and talking with Patricia and doing Inside the NFL.
Instagram.
His wonderful intro yeah. on Instagram.
No, but just all that stuff. You're like, oh.
If he wasn't doing all of it, and the first time you heard from Bill was the Manning cast, you're like, all right, I got to watch this.
Yeah,
like,
check it out.
Do I want to? It's mm-hmm. extra work. Do I really want to? But I would. I didn't feel obligated, feel the need to see it because I just heard from Bill for a week straight, every single day, on a different platform, in my face. I already know his announcement. I already know what he's going to say because I already heard it. So I do think that is hurting Bill. Never mind, the Patriots might be better on the field without him. I said this all offseason. I thought the Patriots would be a win or two better in the absence of Bill and Mac. That yeah. was so dysfunctional and so bad. I think we even forget how bad it was
mm-hmm.
a year ago. They're bound to win a couple extra games just in the absence of those two, and that's another thing hurting Bill.
You know what? Also, I was just looking this up. Manning cast debuted in 2021. And Buck and Aikman took over, I think, in 2022.
Yeah, that probably cuts into it.
I mean, it cuts into it because you're like, oh, that's a functional, good broadcast. It's like, people
think,
like that one.
I think it's the best broadcast.
I'm not a big Buck fan, but yeah. whatever. Like, it is. It might be the best broadcast. So I think before, when people were having issues with some of the other teams that they had out there, I don't know, because what was it? That was the Steve Levy, Greasy, Lewis Riddick.
It was easier to do that.
I'll check out Manning cast.
It was easier to go to the Manning cast when it wasn't a legit broadcast.
So that's another factor of it. But I don't know. I also think, like, for me personally, we talked about it in, like, half jokingly, but if the Manning cast is going to cut off a third of my TV screen, it's fun watching NFL football on the whole entire screen, isn't it?
Manning's giant forehead right in your face.
I don't want
that. Yeah, exactly. Just fact checking it. It was 872,000. So yeah. the first time it sunk below a million,
yep.
and it was a 43% drop from last year. And that's with Bill on the broadcast for the first time.
Yep.
So is Bill helping himself with all these games?
They also don't do every game, which is weird.
I never understood that either.
Like, how do you pick and choose the games? Why are you doing like 10 games? It's not like that many more to just do right. all the games.
Could we just be like, we're working Monday, Tuesday, Thursday this week,
yeah.
and then next week it's Wednesday, Friday. Like, could we do that?
Oh, we can find it. We can ask.
That'd be cool.
Doesn't hurt to ask.